for USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Democrats take control of the House on Thursday as the partial government shutdown enters Day 13, a meeting about the shutdown and the border wall between President Trump and top congressional leaders failed to bring about a budget consensus. Current House Majority Whip Steve Scalise says the shutdown could have been over a long time ago if only the Senate had accepted the House's bill.
They haven't put a counteroffer on the table.
House Speaker-designate Nancy Pelosi says Democrats have offered an alternative.
Tomorrow we will bring to the floor legislation which will open up government. It will be based on actions taken by the Republican Senate.
But the bill takes up the Homeland Security Department in a separate bill, which includes the border wall issue, and House Republicans call that bill a non-starter. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
An incoming senator is taking heat for being critical of President Trump. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Mitt Romney, in an op-ed piece in the Washington Post, applauded many of President Trump's policy achievements, but said, with the nation so divided, presidential leadership and character is indispensable. And Romney said that's where Trump's shortfall is most glaring. The president tweeting a response saying, here we go with Mitt Romney, but so fast. Question will be, is he a flake? I hope not. He's referring there to outgoing U.S. Republican Senator Jeff Flake, who was often critical of President Trump. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Police in Los Angeles arrested a man they say burglarized Hollywood homes, including those of celebrities. He cased the homes while he was pretending to be a potential buyer or real estate agent. Investigators seized more than 2,000 items from the man worth several million dollars. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Some drug makers are ignoring President Trump's warning about drug prices. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg explains.
Nearly 30 drug makers have taken steps to raise prices of their medicines in January. Dr. Nicole Sapphire is a Fox Business medical contributor. She makes sense of this and if you can expect your prices to be heading up for those drugs.
Well, let me tell you, that depends on the insurance companies and the pharmacy benefit managers. Because what happens, the drug companies, they'll increase these list prices, but they also increase the rebates that they send out as well. So the insurance company, they can either trickle down that savings to their patients, or they can have the patient pay more out of pocket through their copays or their deductibles. So it's not always the nefarious drug manufacturers. You also have to take into account the profitability of the insurance companies and the pharmacy benefit managers. There's a lot of profitability before you see any sort of patient savings.
The high-resolution pictures of Ultima Thule show it resembles the shape of a snowman. The two pieces are believed to be held together by gravity. New Horizons geology team leader Jeff Moore says it's a remnant from the earliest days of our solar system.
These are what's the only remaining basic building blocks in the backyard of the solar system. We can see that everything else that we live on or see through our telescopes or visit with our spacecraft were formed from.
Mission managers say it will revolutionize the knowledge base for planetary science. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.